A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged bias in the giving out of licenses by the broadcasting authorities in Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Almost all those that have been granted these regional licenses are closely linked to the state and the ruling party. Zim Papers was granted a license, Kingston also got licensing. And these two entities are under state control. In addition to that, you also have AB Communication also getting licenses for Gweru and Masingo. And we know that AB Communication, the majority shareholder of that entity, belongs to the Minister Superman Duandira's family
trust.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about government's attempts at liberalizing the airwaves, which some critics are saying is dead on arrival.
The Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe yesterday licensed 8 urban-based commercial radio stations as a way of opening up the airwaves.
But the list of the beneficiaries is who is who in the ruling ZANU-PF party, comprising ZANU-PF officials, companies and alleged sympathizers. Mr. Zimbabwe is leading the charge against the development, saying, quote, the concentration of ownership of broadcast services by the state and those linked to the ruling party betrays authorities' drive to dominate and monopolize the broadcast media space under the guise of private ownership.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Ye, kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka ama dzadiwa nasi. Tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa. Nezve ma residence eku tepfenyura. Nezuro kwakapiwa vanhu ma residence vanosvika iwo vanomwe kana kuti 8 makambani nevanhuwo vakapiwa iwo ma residence iwaya. Asi vamwe vari kugununguna vachiti zvinhu izvi hazvina kuitwa nemhando yakanaka, Gibbs. Vanhu vari kufungidzirwa kuti vanodyidzana nebato riri kutonga rezanupf ndo vari kunzi vakapiwa maresinesi. Vamwe vari kuti havana kufara nemabatirwo ari kuitwa nyaya iyoyi. Asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa, takatarisa tikaona kuti aya ndo akakodzera nekudaro ndo atinenge tichipa. Vachiti vaya vanenge vakundwa ndo vanofamba vachiti aiwa mutambo wanga usina kutambwa zvakanaka. Asi vari kutiwo pane zvakawanda wanda zvavaitarisa, Gibbs.
Yevo kambe zuru kandava ndingalichona njani lapi likona kona mapokenga makaya tina ngapa eWashington sipilile sipili kakhulu. Ye, esikuva ngakola mhlake sikhuluma ngakona kuti amalicense apiwe abasakazayo. Sizwile kuti kula makampani nje ambalwa nje kumbe ayi amahlanu kumbe isithupha apiwe amalicense lawa. Amalicense angkona lawa ayi 8. Ngase sikhangela ke kule okuthiwa yi-AB Communications, e-Trader as Kokokoi FM, iyaphisa eMasvingo, kuzokubuya ke iRadio of Hope ezabe itreda eziya FM yabe sezishabane, kuzokubuya ke iKingstones eyabe khona ngale enyaminyami eCaripa, kuzobuya njalo ke iFair Talk Communications eyabe itreda njenge Breeze FM yabe sefollows khona ngapho ke emosu yatunya, kuzobuya ke iZim Papers yabe bizwa kuthiwa iDiamond FM isemtare, Fair Talk Communications njalo nje yabe kuthiwa iSky Metro FM kobulawayo, kuzobuya njalo iKingstones yabe khona KE100.4 FM yabe khona ngale ke eHarare, so kubuya njalo ke Blessing AB Communications ikanye buthile lapha yabe kuthiwa iFire FM ikhona ngale ke eGweru. Ye kukhanya abaningi bathi kunoko kuthi kuyabe kuphiwa inkampani eyodwa kumbe ezidlelana lebandla leZanu-PF akulunganga ngokutsho kwabo sibini.
Of course, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Ezra Chisa Sibanda, a veteran broadcaster and radio personality, worked formerly with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Authority, or ZBC, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, rather. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Mr. Sibanda, maybe let's give Gibbs the opportunity to start the ball rolling. Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Sibanda, when somebody applies for a job, there is a letter that is very painful that comes to somebody, which says, I regret to inform you that you have not got the job. So in this case, we are told that an email was sent to you and somebody regretted that it didn't get a license. Tell us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Luckily, this time they sent something. Last time when we applied for a national commercial radio station license, they never sent anything. But this time they did send something, a letter of regret, which is right here in front of me, through the email.
If you can read that email, if it's possible, I think for the benefit of our listeners and viewers.
Okay, the letter is comes from Media Center Rainbow Towers grounds, called the Harare PO Box CY496, and it's written to Skies Radio because we are a registered company trading in Skies FM in Bulawayo. It says, "Dear Mr. Sanda, application for a free-to-air local commercial radio broadcasting service license for Bulawayo. Reference is made to your application for a free-to-air local commercial radio broadcasting service license in Bulawayo, submitted by the date of 7th January 2014, and the public inquiry that you attended on the 2nd of September 2014. Please kindly be advised that the authority has completed processing of applications for the provision of local commercial radio broadcasting service in the licensed area of Bulawayo. In arriving at the decision, the authority was guided by the application submitted by the applicant, the outcome of the public inquiry, and the objectives in terms of broadcasting Services Act, Chapter 12.06. On the basis of the above, we wish to advise you that other applicants performed better than you in the following areas. A, addressing material issues in the application submitted to the authority prior to the public inquiries. B, ability to address the objectives in terms of Broadcasting Services Act, Chapter 12.06. And C, ability to comply with advertising restrictions. We therefore wish to advise you that your application for a free-to-air local commercial radio broadcasting service license for Bulawayo was unsuccessful. We take the opportunity to thank you for the interest shown and your participation in the process. Yours faithfully, Dr. Tima, also board chairman.
Interesting. I think we are being joined by our second guest, right?
Yes.
That is Mr. Kowan Moyo. Mr. Moyo?
Dr. Moyo.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Moyo, obviously, you are happy. You are one of the people who were successful in securing a radio a license. Your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah. We are very happy that we have been awarded the license. And we are ready to ensure that we provide much needed space for participative engagement amongst the people of Bulawayo. For us, we view this not as a victory in terms of winners take all. We take that it was a friendly competition by people who are rooted from Bulawayo, who all wanted to provide space for the people of Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much about who is the winner or the loser. It's about who has managed to be the one who has been licensed to provide that canyon that the three of us wanted to desperately provide. In so doing, we are saying as we move forward, we'll try to harness all talents from across the applicants and work as a collective so that we produce the best team which can assist the Bulawayo and Victoria Falls get the much needed voice which has been lacking for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. But your critics, Dr. Moyo, are saying that you probably got this license not on merit, but because of your alleged closeness to Information Minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo.
Well, Professor Jonathan Moyo is not the licensing authority. The licensing authority is an independent body called the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And the allegations about my closeness with Moyo are just but frivolous by people who wanted to run away from real issues.
Mm-hmm.
That finally there's been delivery in terms of opening of the airways. The real issue at the moment is not so much about my interaction with Moyo, which is known by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The real issue is that I, Kubani Moyo, historically has been known to be a fighter for opening of the airways. I didn't start this business now. I started it way, way back together with my good friend Jethro Mpof,
mm-hmm.
when we opened the first community radio station called the Radio Dialogue, which we began way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm working with people like Konji Mhlanga, who since 1982 has been fighting to get for a license for a radio and television. So for anyone to come out and say that I was licensed because of Jonathan Moyo is actually to run away from the reality, and it is just looking for problems where they are not. I think we need to celebrate together,
mm-hmm.
and say, how can we judge Kubani Moyo and Konji Mhlanga on the basis of their ability to provide the platform for debate?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much about relations. If licensing was on the basis of political mastery,
mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that Minister Obedi Mpofu was going to get it because he's the headweight. I am not the headweight.
But Dr. Moyo, Minister Mpofu and Professor Moyo don't see eye to eye, right?
I don't know, my brother, whether Minister Moyo and Minister Mpofu don't see eye to eye. I've seen them together several times, and I know they all come from Mad North.
Mm-hmm.
If you are to be real, and if you are to have a public plebiscite or vote in terms of the presentations that were made at the Rainbow Hotel,
mm-hmm.
When we met on on the 2nd of September, when we were being licensed, the truth of the matter is that the public know that we did meticulously well in terms of our business plan, programming plan, marketing plan, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So for people to want to hide and decide to want to project an impression that we're given a license on the basis of benevolence and not on the basis of competence is actually an insult to my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
We deserved this license not out of a donation or benevolence, but because we are people that have been known to be fighting for opening of the airwaves, we have the technical expertise, and we have all everything that is required.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about the more not seeing Mpofu. That is a rumor mongering that I cannot comment on.
We can cite, the relationship. There is a story here from the Daily News where Minister Mpofu and the Professor Moyo clashed. And this is what Minister Moyo said of his colleague, and I quote, he said it was surprising that Mpofu had the body of an elephant, yet thinks like a rat. His words, not my words. Gibbs.
Yes, we baba expand. We zolapa ke enkulu leno wanso kuchisa chisa kancane. So ke nxa usukhangele ke khona apho ukuthi lina sezwa ukuthi la hamba khona ngale la khuluma enkundleni, lafika la khuluma ukuthi lifuna ukuthi linike license. Lathi qeda khona ukukwenza Spanda. Bakhona babe sithi uSpanda ungazani bebegebha ke into echisayo. Kungani akukhanti bayenzeni. So akuphendule kulapho Spanda sithi ungathini?
Awusikho qiniso lokho ke kwenziwe kwenziwa njani ekhuluma umfowethu uQhubane we presented i-registration yethu sathola le programming yethu ukuthi ihamba njani, all the technical aspects and all the equipment which we wanted to bring esasivele siyithatha ngaphandle kwelizwe. To be honest, inkulumo ezaba khona zingabe zazikhona, but the fact is Ibulawa is a huge city. And for us to find a good company seat, to find ourselves fighting for a single commercial radio license, I think is insulting to the people of Matiwelen and Bulawayo. I don't see the reason why, when they call it that, it's a liberalism, A-Wave, that they always talk of one radio license in Bulawayo. And if you look at Ibamba Zonke having so many radio stations, including our commercial radio stations, which brought us from Harare, I believe that, to be honest, they should have let other players come in there. Whoever is competing, whoever is going to attract people, should let them broadcast. Our neighbor, South Africa, has got over 3,000 radio stations, but we find ourselves struggling to have one radio license for Bulawayo. I think marginalization of its highest order to continue to say Bulawayo should keep on having one radio license.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Moyo?
Yes.
Do you agree that there is need for more than or there's need for more than one radio station in Bulawayo?
Well, I think you would understand that my knowledge of the frequency spectrum,
mm-hmm.
is that each country is provided with a certain number of frequencies,
mm-hmm.
and that Zimbabwe only has six national frequencies,
mm-hmm.
which have been taken so far. I'm sure right now it was the first step to get to allocate the frequencies that are available in the metro cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that with digitalization, it is going to open up more avenues and spaces,
mm-hmm.
like what my brother Chisa is saying, that we obviously need multiplicity of players, multiplicity of voices, and that the government should continue to thrive to open the space even much wider. But mm-hmm. for now, I think we need to congratulate government
mm-hmm.
for having managed to move a step further to give new players as a precursor to giving more players in future. But mm-hmm. at the moment, all I can say is that the nature of programming that we're going to do is going to be inclusive. And it is our intention and hope and invitation to all people of Bulawayo, local and diaspora, and everyone interested, that ours is to provide a channel. Yours is to provide the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you speak for development.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got skills that are cut across the board, which we require to work together as a collective. I don't have the technical skills that are required as my skills somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is skilled somewhere else. You've mm-hmm. got somebody else is skilled somewhere else. If we combine those skills together,
mm-hmm.
we'll come with Tim Bulawayo that is going to define our destiny and ensure that the issues of Bulawayo are put in the core of
mm-hmm.
national transformation and development.
Mm-hmm.
We've got serious questions that need to be answered about Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
We've got developmental needs that we need to work on. But they need a collective approach, which we hope to provide with this new radio station.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about liberalization of the airwaves. Of course, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe issued 8 licenses yesterday. And of course, some people are bitter that they were issued to people who are pro-ruling party, ZANU-PF. But of course, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe is saying selected the winners based purely on merit, what they presented to them. So there's nothing political there, according to the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. They are saying everything was above board. But of course, when some people don't make it, they tend to say it was political. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 202-619-2077. And I guess we've got some messages on Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp. So let me read some messages that were sent by people on Facebook. Tamu Jacob Masego writes, "We have Plumtree Youth Trust trading as Kechenge FM in Plumtree. I don't know how long they've been waiting for a license to broadcast in Zimbabwe, but I'm sure if it was one of ZANU-PF's projects, it would be airing by now. Yeah, I respect ZANU-PF and its autocracy. A tap on the shoulder, old Bob." Then we've got Tawanda who writes, "And Zim Peppers, you know, own Star FM again?" You know, he's concerned there, right? Then we've got Sakile Lili Ne who writes, "My radio dialogue, please." So I think she was looking for a license for radio dialogue. Then we've got James Chole who says, "No Shangana, no Venda, no Kalanga, no Ndau, no nothing. Only in the Mikli land and Harare." So then Tamu sent another message and said, "Can you please call me right now? I want to talk."
Saka Mkoma Ezra, zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kufamba zvakanaka. Dr. Moyo vari kuti tinogona kuti tibatane tishande pamwe chete. Makuita sei?
Obviously, we lost, and we don't know exactly what happened. Those who are making the decisions are the people to tell you exactly what happened. But as a Bulawayo person myself, as someone who has been fighting to liberate the airwaves, I don't mind. Actually, I congratulate Kubanile Lokonti for getting the license. It is a start for our people, and we just pray that this radio station will deliver, as we promised, that this radio station is there for the people. It will be the people's station. Like Mr. Moyo said, we tackle issues of the rural and we tackle issues of farmer arts, social, everything. I hope they do that. And obviously, some of us will give all the support because it is a radio station for our own people.
Gibbs.
Yeah, Jesus, siya kuzwa sibili ya kuluma lapa. Poke, njoba tinga tulangi, ite ngaleli. So kuzwa tuwa nfote.
Akula ntonga enza, because obviously, into ule law, there's a law which says that you have to be licensed to broadcast. It means the key is still locked. There's nothing we can do. That means we just have to fault and watch what is happening. And like I said, any person willing to consult us or to talk to us about anything, we are willing, as long as it is for our people, for the cause of the people of Bulawayo and Matabeleland, we are there to help. So at the moment, there's nothing I can put myself and say, deliver those studios, deliver those transmitters, we'll broadcast no matter what they say, we'll do it, but if we can't do it, the law doesn't allow you to do so.
Thank you very much. I think we've got our third guest, and that is Mr. Nyasha Nyakunu, who is the MISA Programs coordinator and is based in Harare. Mr. Nyakunu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Bless you. And thanks for joining us. Of course, Mr. Nyakunu, we have Dr. Moyo, who is a license winner, and we have Mr. Ezra Chisa Sibanda, who unfortunately was not successful. And of course, you, as MISA Zimbabwe, Mr. Nyakunu, you have launched a salvo against the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, saying, of course, you were pleased that licenses were issued out, but you were not very happy with the recipients. Why?
Not necessarily a salvo against the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, but we said any decentralization and localization of the broadcasting sector is welcome. But our statement, as you might have read it, was in the context that it is the same players that already run national radio stations who also won would want a situation where there is equity in terms of diversity, so that it is then comes reflective that indeed we have new players in the broadcasting sector, not that we did launch a salvo against the broadcasting authority of Zimbabwe. But our concern is that the very same people that already have radio stations at a national level are almost the same people that also won provincial commercial radio stations. That is our beef, and we are saying that needs to be re-looked, that needs to be revisited, but maybe in the context of the independence and impartiality of the broadcasting authority of Zimbabwe, that we need equity in terms of the ownership of that sector, because it is a finite resource.
But that you did raise a concern about the links to the ruling ZANU-PF party, right? Saying it betrays the authority's drive to dominate and monopolize the broadcasting media space.
Yes, that is indeed a effect. If you look at it in the context of the Zimbabwe Zim papers, they already have Star FM, and the government has a stake in Zim papers. And then, of course, you have the minister of ICT and courier services, who also has an interest in ZFM. Not that they shouldn't be granted the licenses as citizens, but we are saying there should be equity.
Yes,
very clear. There.
Yeah, yes. Very clear. There. Dr. Moyo, what is your reaction to that?
Well, I do hear my friend from NISA, and I think they're a very valid point, except that they should also acknowledge that there are new players like myself who are totally coming from the same trenches as them in terms of the strategy for licensing. Like I say, that I began this journey long back, initiating radio dialogue way back as the first community radio station. So, comrades, be assured that at least one of you is a finance manager to get the license. But also importantly, I think we have to also know that there was little response in most areas in terms of the licensing responses. I'm sure as MISA, there could be a way in which the advocates or approaches could be how to encourage people to be able to apply when there is a new opening. For instance, you have so many places like here in Matabeleland, like in Plumtree, the change didn't even apply. Radio Dialogue didn't even apply. In Gwanda, there was no applicant. In Pipeswitch, there was no applicant, and so on and so forth. So there were so many areas where there were no applicants, and therefore they couldn't get the licenses. Only those few areas where there were licenses, that's where they were granted. But you should also know that out of the 8 areas that were licensed, already 6 of them had only one player, and therefore an automatic win. It was only Harare and Bulawayo where there was a competition. So effectively, I think the process began from the beginning that there was limited response, maybe because the process is very expensive and so on and so forth. So probably there is need to focus advocates on trying to make sure that people are encouraged or capacitated one way or the other to be able to apply if it can. But meanwhile,
we want to say congratulations to Dr. Moyo, and we are encouraged by that situation. But there are also issues about maybe the application fees comparatively when you look at them. That could be another prohibitive sector, because this is a sector that is very crucial in terms of advancing access to information, diversity of opinions.
Mr. Nyakun, please stay on the line. Dr. Moyo and also Ezra Chisasbanda, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are continuing to stream live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.